Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And here we are, Iceman Insights, Michael Shockley, senior writer, webmaster, IcemanManiacs.com. As a matter of fact, just last night, I had a friend of mine text me asking me, do the Icemen play in Florida in October? And I said, you need to go to IcemanManiacs.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All your answers right there. You don't need to be bothering me during dinner texting me for information about your beloved Evansville Iceman.
I have you trained very well.
Yeah. It's like I've said those words once or twice before.
You're one of the few people who gets that. There's a lot of people that.
So we have this radio show, and we're the only ones that go to Iceman Maniacs on top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dixie.
Yeah, there's a
Miss
few people.
Dixie Jack H.
So we have to welcome everyone to Bizarro Week.
Yes, it is Bizarro Week because we are starting. It is 12:45 right now when this show is going
on. Yeah, yeah. The amusement park this week is live out at the Ford Center, mostly live.
Yes.
Except for our stuff.
Well, wow. We just blew that.
Well, they wouldn't have known unless they were there.
Yeah, right. So we normally pre-record.
Dude,
this.
They all think that we are live because the last show we did, and I kept calling Guy Lepine Guy, people were texting me and Facebooking me during the show saying, it's Guy, Derek, it's Guy, it's Guy, and spelling it out G-E-E phonetically. Wow. And I was just laughing, so they actually thought it was happening right there.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. That proves how well people listen to us. No matter how many times we say this is pre-recorded, they still think we're live. We're live right now.
We are.
Yeah. So, I have a day job that prevents me from being a part of the little live Ford Center party. So, we're recording this on Tuesday night. And we're going to use Iceman Insights as a bridge between the segments of other interviews on the amusement park.
Correct.
So, we're going to do three segments airing at around 12:45, 1:45, and 2:45. And we're going to try our darndest to keep these to 15 minutes apiece, right?
Yeah.
We'll see how that works.
I also have an appointment at 3 o'clock, so it's going to be a little tricky here.
Oh, well then.
I found out about this certain appointment that I have with Brian Vall at 3 o'clock.
Hmm.
So, anyways, welcome to Bizarro Week.
Welcome to Bizarro Week. So, yeah, we're going to do No Maniac Asylum Lunatic of the Week. We're not going to have Hockey Rock Songs of the Week on air, but we are going to have a couple exclusive for the podcast on IcemanManiacs.com. We'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, for those of you listening live on WYIR, it should all come together pretty nicely. And I'm sure 100% free of technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a breeze because we're doing it remote.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nothing
because
could go
I'm
wrong.
Perfect in the studio all the time. Yeah.
Right.
How can it go wrong?
You got to take this dog and pony show on the road.
As I was driving over here this morning, I'm thinking, do we even have power out at the Ford Center?
That's a. Yeah.
So
this might be airing before 12:45 because you've had to go to a backup plan because
exactly.
You have no juice left. Gotcha. And yeah, for those who are listening to the podcast,
that's what she said.
Very nice.
I was trembling. It's as long as I could hold it off.
That's what she said. Wow, we're going to get kicked off. This is our first and only segment. So, yeah, for those who are listening to the podcast, it might feel a little odd, but we will have exclusive songs of the week in between segments to bridge everything together. So, yeah, if it sounds odd, you should be used to that by now. We always sound odd, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So that brings us to the news, the big news.
The big news.
We have teased announcements for the last three shows, and this time we legitimately, well, we don't have an announcement. It's already been announced.
Yeah.
It is now finally official. You are the new voice of the Iceman.
Thank you very much.
Or as you like to say, the mouth of
the mouth
Iceman.
Of the Iceman, yes. Because the voice, in my opinion, the definition of a voice of any sports team is someone who as long as anybody can remember, he has always been that guy, that broadcaster and everything else. So I don't think I've met that definition yet.
You don't have that sort of longevity.
So I like the mouth for right now. Until everyone says, why does he call himself the mouth? He's the only person I ever remember. And then we'll slowly slip into the
voice. I like
voice.
It, though. I like the mouth of the Iceman.
Yeah.
It's got a certain edge to it.
It does, and so is our broadcast. So
yeah. So yeah, it was officially announced on Monday. And for those who don't know, this will not be your first time calling Iceman Hockey.
No,
you
will
did
not.
The AHA championship season in 2009-2010.
As I like to say it, I've been brought in to make sure Coach Pyle knows what it's like to win a championship.
Yeah.
I'm using my championship experience to bring Coach Pyle along.
You equate to the cup.
Yes.
Very small.
The Davidson Cup.
Very small.
The Davidson Cup. Four-team cup, but a cup nonetheless.
Yeah. So I've known this for a couple months. You told me a couple months ago, and I've kept my mouth shut, and which is very hard for me.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people kept their mouth shut. Because
yeah, you told a lot of people.
No, I did not. I did not tell you.
Other people told a lot of people.
Other people.
Yeah. So
told a lot of people.
Yeah. So I've known this for a while. I kept my mouth shut. I kept the secret. And then what happens? Andy Fuller spills the beans on the air. So I got to throw him under the bus, even though he's the one who owns the bus.
Yes. Well, he owns the Wambulance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he just happened to work out that he would join me on air for a Castle Knight football game, the first home game of the season. And he didn't want to come on the air. He didn't want to do color. I'm like, come on, man, it'll be fun. And he didn't want to say anything. And then after the first half, he decides to say something. And it's right when Stephen Halber and Miss Dixie Jack have just gotten home from some event, and they saw on Facebook that I was broadcasting the game. And so it had just popped up on Facebook. Hey, I've never listened to your football broadcast before. I'm going to listen. And then Andy just diarrhea of the mouth, just spews the news. And of all the people to hear it, here you got Dixie and Stephen and Facebook.
Everyone on Facebook immediately.
Yeah, and then Dixie ran off and went right to Facebook. Derek just said on WYIR that he's the voice of the Iceman. And I'm like, oh, clarify.
Yeah.
Andy Fuller said it.
Derek just didn't deny it.
Well, I'm not going to lie at that point.
Right. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I honestly mean that. I told Jake's DTV blog that covers media in the tri-state, generally any sort of media-related press release that comes out, he will regurgitate, but he tries to put his own spin or exclusive quotes or whatnot into it. And I gave him a quote about it, and I meant what I said, that I think you're the perfect guy for the job, and I think you're going to do a great job, and you know how to communicate to the fans, you know the sport, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun listening to you. Although, to go away from being genuine, Troy Seibert stole my line. I told you a while back, this just means that I'm going to start listening to the road broadcasts.
Uh-huh.
And then
well,
he went and said,
I also emailed Troy Seibert back and said, we're no longer friends. Hashtag official. So
wow. But yeah, all kidding aside, I think it's awesome news, and I think people are going to be really happy with the product once they get past all the inevitable technical difficulties.
No, because I have an engineering team for me now.
That's
so
true.
All I have to do is talk. I mean, they took all the buttons and the whistles and everything. They knew what they were getting in a broadcaster. They're hiring a broadcaster, not an engineer. So, no, all that stuff's out of my hands. That's... Well, I guess I still do have to plug in the headphones into the mixing board, and I have proven few times that that's been too difficult for me to handle.
How many times have we used the laptop microphone to record
twice,
this show?
Just twice.
Just twice.
And then this sound check. But wow. And the thing that I'm really excited about is I am now in the office 5 days a week, hanging out with Coach Pyle and everything else, and I can rat everything out to the Iceman maniac fan base.
And see, that's what people have been missing. People want to know more, and the previous regime seemed to want to keep everything under lock and key, and I think that that lack of communication and just lack of information and over control of what was being disseminated to the public really got on a lot of people's nerves. And I think the change in regime is going to be a very good thing as far as communication with the fans and what people know and how much people know and just what is available to the fan base, which is, you know, in any business, that's your bread and butter.
So my first leak of the year official is was in a meeting last week, and everyone's there. Ron Gary, the owner, Coach Jeff Pyle, Brian Patafi telling about 17,000 stories. So the meeting takes about four times longer than it should. But Ron Gary turned to Coach and said, spend to the cap, I trust you. And to which Coach Pyle responded, well, I want to keep some room for a while because I want to see what veterans shake loose. So just right there, I am confirming to everyone in the listening audience that Ron Gary is all about winning, and he has given his coach the authority to spend right up to the salary cap. So, and then and Coach is just going to use that. Coach knows he can do that. He's not doing it right now, and but the reason
strategically,
he has, yes,
yeah.
he has a strategy behind it, and he wants to see one of these AHL players not make some club somewhere, and then when whatever is, you know, Joe Blow is looking for a job and he's got a good reputation, Coach is going to sneak in and snatch him up. So so that's my first rat of many.
Good information. How are we doing on time?
We're at 11 minutes.
Oh, well, we better wrap this up here pretty soon. I did have a question I wanted to know. Will you start the season on the IR due to your conky?
No. I think I've been cleared from the post-concussion symptoms from my stupid medieval sword fighting hobby. First concussion, or at least concussion like symptoms in my history.
First one you remember.
But boy, and I tell you what, you know, Aaron Jens went through it last year. Jordan Little had to hang him up because of it, and I fought through it literally. Mm-hmm. Felt queasy, said, ah, I'm a man, I can fight through this. Fought through it. 4 days later, I'm working out at Holiday World. And all of a sudden, everything went sideways. Mm. And all I wanted to do was either puke or pass out. And the light hurt my eyes, and I was just exhausted. And it was like that for 3 weeks.
Oof.
Yeah. So I now understand. And you would have bouts of it, though. So Wednesday morning, I get up, and I think, I can go to work. I can do this. I can do that. You start running around. Well, in fact, I saw Ben Dickinson, the Iceman chiropractor, and he took a look at me and adjusted a few things and everything else. I felt awesome. I went home and worked out. And then Wednesday, I got up and thought I was going to blow chunks everywhere and I couldn't even get off the couch. And it just comes and goes in waves like that. So, boy, I tell you, I've got a whole new appreciation for Sidney Crosby and Aaron Jens and all the rest of the guys that have had to deal with that situation, because half the time you feel ready to go, ready to work out, help your team, and then all of a sudden everything like just goes bad.
Like a switch gets,
yep.
Yeah, it's scary stuff, and it's very unpredictable. And imagine, you know, you had one relatively mild one.
Yeah.
And think about guys that have the really serious ones where they get knocked out cold,
yeah.
And it just lasts and lasts and lasts. And especially if they get more than one, that's scary stuff.
So, yeah, but I guess all engineering difficulties I have, I will blame on the conky.
There you go, yeah, yeah. One last thing I did want to mention on this is, for those who did not see on Facebook where it was clarified, your hiring does not affect this show in any way.
Nope.
We are going to continue doing it. You will still do all the official stuff for the Iceman and this stuff on WIIR. So the Amusement Park and Iceman Insights will continue on a regular basis as schedule allows. So
indeed, so it's written into my contract that I am responsible for media relations and getting the Evansville Iceman out to multiple media outlets as much as possible. So
so you can literally say, yes, you host on two different
hours.
Stations. There you go.
So there we go. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, exactly. And you're actually getting paid for it.
How about that?
Imagine that.
Well, and that part, what I'm really excited about, I'm getting paid to prepare for once, instead of doing Castle Knight football games, which I enjoy, or Evansville Thunder hockey games, and working that into my work schedule. So I have 45 minutes, so I try to do a bunch of stats and learn what a bunch of kids' last names are. So I actually get to sit in an office all day with a laptop and just cruise ECHL's website and just read information and everything else. So I'm very excited to, just to be actually prepared once. And if you saw Iceman Live, I had notes and everything.
Yeah.
Like seven pages
of notes. I've trained you well again.
Yeah.
I just had to say, you suck.
Yes.
Getting paid to do what you're going to be
doing.
Yes,
I do.
It's pretty awesome. Dream job.
I emailed my brother on my first day of work and told him to go get me a bagel with cream cheese.
Nice. Do we need to wrap this segment
up? Yes, we do.
All right. So I guess we'll go back live, right? Back
yes.
out to the amusement
yes.
park?
Yes, we are going back live.
Yes.
Here on 96.9 Wired, and then we'll be back in 45 minutes.
We'll have a
segment two of Iceman Insights. Michael Shockley, Derek Benigni.
Music bomb.
Oh, we're not doing the music bomb anymore.
Huh?
Nope. Music bomb's done.
Boo.
Retired.
Boo.
And now it's just Wired.
Boo.
And now, Shockers Hockey Rocks Song of the Week.
This is an exclusive for the podcast, only for those of you listening on IcemanManiacs.com. This is a tribute to Mr. Benigni, the new mouth of the Iceman.
It just sounds dirty.
It really does.
It really fits.
So it fits you perfectly, yeah. So, yeah, this is in honor of your hiring, I wanted to play a song that I know you love.
Oh, and I do.
Yeah. This is probably the favorite song of yours that I played at Swander when I was doing the music.
Not to mention, it defines me as a person.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah. This is just for you. This goes out to Derek.
I like that.
Derek B. The straw that stirs my drink.
Oh, that's my line
wait,
for
Pataffy. Is it the straw that stirs my drink?
Yep.
Yeah. I actually got it right on the first try.
Yep.
You usually, the drink that stirs your straw or something.
No, I say the straw that stirs my drink, but he's the man that stirs the straw in the drink. I don't know.
Wow.
That was so 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, in honor of your hiring, this is Los Del Rio, the Macarena.
Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay!
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay! Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I.
Now, come on. What was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fine.
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Come
is Macarena. Always at the party con las chicas que son buenas. Come join me, dance with me, and all you fellas chant along with me.
Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es pa' dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
¡Ay! And we're back. Segment 2 here on 96.9, Wired, Shocker, Dirty D, 96.9.
No longer the music bomb. I'm so sad.
Fizzle.
Yeah.
Nice. Michael Shockley joins us from IcemenAtManiacs.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the information you need to know about the Evansville Iceman. Do you go to the Evansville Iceman webpage? No, it's horrible. We're fixing it, though. It's going to be
Ian
ready.
Ian Frazier, are you listening to this?
It's going
to
be ready in May. June. It's going to be ready in July. It's going to be ready in August.
In 2 weeks.
It's going to be ready.
Everything's 2 weeks.
October 1st.
2 weeks. Ian Frazier, we got to throw under the bus again just because he wouldn't say...
What?
Jason Dale.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's too cool for that.
Yeah, he wussed out. He apologized to me at Iceman Live on Monday, by the way.
Yeah, when he was like, wearing his gym shorts and collared shirt. Like, nice look, buddy.
He said, I'm very sorry. I couldn't do it. He said he practiced it in his car on the way home after recording the show, though. It's like, boy, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in there.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, he's in 11th grade. He's about ready to graduate from signature school.
Well,
he's got a lot of pressure on him.
His voice might pop in the middle of, Dale!
So does ours.
Well, that's true. That's just because you get
Anyways,
really excited.
Anyways, dude, it's a minute and a half of your 15 minutes.
All right, Iceman news and notes. First off, rookie forward Peter Sakaris was part of the Columbus Blue Jackets team at the annual Traverse City Prospects Tournament this past weekend.
Coach Pyle made that happen.
Cool. Yep. It's a bunch of draft picks and a few invitees from throughout the system and free agents and whatnot. They played 4 games. The Blue Jackets team lost both games. Sakaris did not play, and they won both games he did play. He had a goal and 2 assists in the 2 games he played, so it made a pretty good impression. Austin Medeski also played in the tournament and had 2 goals.
What are the chances he could get slightly injured again and not make his defensive blue lineup in Springfield and accidentally get sent down here for 72 games? What are the chances?
It would be great for us. Maybe the Blue Jackets just need to sign a couple more depth defensemen and stash them in Springfield
nice.
So that he trickles down here. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, because that kid is fantastic.
Not going to happen, unfortunately.
Nope.
Speaking of defensemen, Matt Krug is back. He is 28 years old, but not a veteran. 6 foot, 230 pounds. We are familiar with him from last year.
The oldest player on the team, I believe.
We'll get there in a little bit, actually.
Ah.
Yeah, believe it or not. 25 games with the Icemen last season, had 6 points and 86 penalty minutes. Actually, he played a half season under Coach Pyle in Gwinnett back in 2010-2011. He played 39 games, had 7 points and 67 penalty minutes under Pyle. He was not let go by Pyle, though. He was actually under contract to the AHL Chicago Wolves at the time. They assigned him to Gwinnett at the start of the season, but then mid-season they reassigned him to the Elmira Jackals. So it's not like he only played a half season under Pyle because Pyle didn't like him. He probably would have liked to have kept him, and that's why he's brought him back. Interestingly, Krug also played under Rich Crum the year before that in the IHL with the Muskegon Lumberjacks. So this will be the second time in his career that he's gone from a Crum coach team to a Pyle coach team.
Yeah, and you saw the press release. Krug's really excited to come to town because of Coach Pyle, and he loves Coach Pyle's style. And I didn't mean that to rhyme.
Pyle's style.
But and he's excited to come back, and it kind of sounds like he wants to be a little bit of a leader in that locker room. So.
Yeah, and Patafi said he's all in. He said that he will be here full-time, and his family is coming to town, and for those that don't know, he was only basically a part-time hockey player last season. He was still in school finishing college classes. So he would play the games basically, and when the rest of the team was practicing, he was still at school. Yep. So, but he's done with that. He is going to be here full time, and he is committed to being a leader and hopefully helping the Icemen win a lot of games. Patafi also said, and I thought this was just pretty cute. He said that Krug will be switching to jersey number 29 in honor of his daughter's date of birth.
I love it.
Aw. In other defensive news, Donnie Harris is also returning. 6'2", 208 pounds. Played 34 games last season for the Icemen. Had 5 points, 14 penalty minutes. Was minus 11.
According to Ian Frazier, he'll be servicing on the blue line.
Servicing, yes. He is from Fort Ashby, West Virginia. He is the only player in Iceman team history who is from West Virginia.
Not the hills exactly, of West Virginia.
Not exactly a hockey hotbed.
What about Jed Johnson? Where was he from? Oh, he was from Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the mountain man.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain man.
And also on defense, the Icemen signed another new defenseman, rookie Lauren Barron. He's 24 years old, 6'1", 195. He's a California native, and he is accustomed to winning. He's a rookie, but he's been doing a lot of winning. He played 4 years of college hockey at Quinnipiac. Is that how you say it? Quinnipiac?
Sure.
Why am I asking you how to pronounce something?
I was going
to
call it
Quinnipiac. It's like asking Stevie Wonder what something looks like. Quinnipiac University, including a Frozen Four runner-up finish last season. After his freshman year, which you can kind of throw out because it's your freshman year, he played 121 games, had 58 points, and was plus 38. Pretty solid numbers for a defenseman. So
there's a real nice article on the goaltender from that team, too, in the latest USA Hockey magazine.
Really?
He was given a contract by the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he will be playing for their AHL club. So, and he was an undrafted free agent as well.
And the way Flower is, he'll probably supplant him by
mid-season. Wow, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I don't like Flowers. About Lauren Barron, before college, he played 1 year of junior hockey in Indy with the USHL's Indiana Ice, who won the Clark Cup title that season. So he's in 5 years of junior and college hockey, he's got a Frozen Four runner-up finish and a junior playoff championship. So the kid knows what it's like to win, and hopefully, even though he's a rookie, he'll bring some of that drive to the Icemen. While he was in Indy with the Ice, he played with Tori Krug, Matt's younger brother.
It's amazing how a small world it is in the hockey world.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, or separation.
I am interested to see how the D-line shakes out, because as cool as my new job is, guess what I got to do yesterday? Watch film with Coach. Ooh. Coach called me into his office and showed he has the Dallas Stars system of back checking, power play, shorthanded. And Coach actually has his own power play. And let me tell you, the power play is awesome. The defensemen do so much work. They're pretty much responsible from the half boards all the way out to the point in the middle of the ice and the slot area. And these D-men, if they want power play time, they're going to have to skate like the wind. So it'll be interesting to see what six end up in the lineup every week.
And it'll be interesting
every
to see
game.
On the power play if he uses two defensemen or if he drops a forward back, which is pretty common these days. A couple of guys that are not going to be returning, defenseman Brent Regner, who only was here for a short time last year but looked good when he was here. He has re-signed with the aforementioned Chicago Wolves in the AHL. And Paul Karpowicz, goaltender, has officially signed with the Bakersfield Condors in the ECHL as what is probably going to be their backup goalie. They expect to get a starter-caliber goalie from their affiliation with Edmonton. So Karp found a job, but it's quite a step down from an NHL entry-level contract going all the way down to an ECHL backup.
Yep.
One other thing, someone leaving, it is worth mentioning that Kerry Hillstead from the Iceman office last few seasons has landed with the Stockton Thunder as their manager of community relations, game operations, and partnership services. That's a mouthful.
That's even more titles than Patafi has.
Yeah. And the speculation, because she's gone out there and because Rich Crum is their new head coach, is that Terry Ficarelli might follow them out to Stockton. It happens that the Thunder broadcaster just took a job elsewhere a couple weeks ago, so they are in need of a plug-and-play kind of broadcaster who can come right in and hit the ground running. So would not be surprised if Mr. Ficarelli ends up heading west out to California where he can get a tan the natural way instead of in the... Oh boy.
Scheduling updates.
How much time do I have?
You've got 6 minutes.
Oh, we're doing good.
Well, 5.5.
Okay, we're doing good. First off, you spilled the beans on Iceman Live that the season ticket holder open house at the Ford Center will be Thursday, October 10th. You must be a season ticket holder to get an invite.
Or advertise with the company.
Or be an advertiser. And if you are not a season ticket holder and would like to be one, call 421-GOAL.
Yep.
G-O-A-L.
Or just come in and stop by.
Yeah, stop by the office, ask for Benigni.
You can because...
The mouth of the Iceman.
Jennifer Clary over there works so hard. She's always working, so half the time I'm answering the door.
You're a put doorman on your business card.
Well, and I'm trying to play it cool, like I know where anything is or anything is at.
Yeah, and then you run and ask someone else.
Yeah,
go
right.
Find Luke and
pretty
Bridget
much,
and
yeah,
like,
I,
where's
well, I dive into Brian Vall's office and crawl under his desk.
There you go. The free agent camp, which was announced a little while back, and we found out on the last episode of the amusement park that it is no longer going to happen.
Yeah, this goes back to, among other things, there was some, you want to talk about technical issues, there were some issues with the website, not the website itself, but hosting and passwords and blah, 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 blah. But anyways, the website was supposed to be back up in May. And a lot of advertising communication for this tryout camp kind of
got lost.
Yes. And what I can't remember the exact numbers. Don't quote me on this one. Other stuff you can quote me on. But I heard we had about 14 skaters interested and 12 goalies.
That's a lot of goalies.
Exactly. So we didn't have enough for scrimmaging each other.
Skaters against goalies.
Yes. But we had 12 goalies. So, and I think part of the problem too was, due to the lack of communication with the website and everything else, we couldn't stop more goalies from signing up. So we had 12 goalies, assuming that they were going to get pretty decent playing time.
No, I'm telling you, should do skaters against goalies. That team full of goalies would be the weirdest team in the history of hockey because goalies are weird. And I asked after we found out that it was canceled, I asked Pyle if there was anyone that had applied for it that would be perhaps worth inviting to camp. And his very succinct, blunt answer was, quote, no.
Yeah. He's not really flowery either.
Yeah. The free agent camp canceled, but training camp will continue as per usual. Is it official that it starts October 4th?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know the date. It's official. I don't know what the dates are, but everything is official. Everything's set up.
Gotcha.
The guys come in. I think the guys come in the first. The second is physicals and the whole thing.
I know the league says you can't start on ice until the 4th.
Okay, yeah. So that's when
the first day possible. Yep. That's when they're starting. Okay. And the full schedule for training camp will be announced, I would assume, within the next few weeks. That's about how long there is before the start of camp. So.
I don't know if, like, the Ford Center stuff, I don't know if that's going to be open to the public or if those are going to be closed. I don't think Coach cares, but that may just be a Ford Center security kind of rule.
Yeah.
And the flip side of that, Swander, I don't think cares anyone shows up.
Right.
So if it's at Swander, we'll get it out on the website and Twitter and everything else to let you know if it is at Swander. If you want to come out and watch the boys skate, it'll be fantastic.
So it's going to be split. There will be some sessions at the Ford,
I believe
some
so.
Sessions at Swander. Okay.
And from what I remember, I think every skate for the most part is at 10 in the morning.
Cool.
I think there's a couple that may deviate from that, but I think everything is 10 a.m.
But again, the schedule will be announced
soon.
And also, speaking
more
of schedule...
More work for me to do.
Yeah. There will be no preseason games for the Icemen this year. The only team in the league that does not have any, and that's not an oversight. That was actually by design.
Yes. We had so many injuries last year, as you may recall. And
4,000 man games lost.
That Pyle just didn't even want to take a chance. And on top of that, you're talking about renting the bus, the gas expense, if we're playing away because the ice isn't ready in the Ford Center, whatever else, and coordinating all of that, or spending the $10,000, whatever rent is at the Ford Center.
Right.
It was just too much expense to watch someone go down. And when you finish last place in the league, we're starting all fresh anyways.
Yeah.
We might as well take someone by surprise and not go out there and waste our time and see a Bowley or Dylan Clark tweak a knee or something right. like that, and then we're doomed.
Yeah,
so
that would not be good.
So nope. No, so, we just he just it wasn't worth the investment, both financially and risk of injury.
Risk wise, yeah. So yeah, the no preseason games, but there will be a public intra-squad scrimmage during camp. It will be on Friday, October 11th in Owensboro at the Edge. Tickets will be $5, and among others, they will be available through the Booster Club. Details still to be announced, but we will be taking orders, and basically it'll be a case of we'll take orders, and however many we sell, we will get a share for the Booster Club, and the Iceman office will give us however many tickets we were able to sell.
Yep, the plan was to make sure we covered our few expenses in that, and then use it as a... donation fundraiser, that's the term,
yeah.
for not only the Booster Club but maybe some of the other
EYHA
yes
and, yeah
so Owensboro youth hockey as well and potentially figure skaters or whatever else. So that was the plan
behind
it. We're gonna step away, get back to the amusement park, and then we'll be back for segment three.
Use your big boy words.
Have you seen my stapler?
Sheesh. Of Iceman Insights. I haven't drank or anything.
Yet.
And now, bonus Shockers Hockey Rock Song of the Week.
And it only took you four takes.
Shut up! No one knows these things until you rat me out.
Wow. Oh, top-notch professional operation we have here, right?
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Professional.
So our second bonus Song of the Week, exclusive for the podcast. The last one was a joking tribute to you because you hate the Macarena.
I hated that song when it came out back in 1995, at least when it came
somewhere
to America.
There, yeah.
And I just remember I was dating a girl at a time, and her mom had a party, and they had CDs were out, but it was the. It was karaoke, but they were using LPs, like the full-length LPs. And they danced to that song over and over. Her mom and all of her old lady friends danced to the Macarena for about 4 hours straight. Like line dance, step dance kind of thing.
Can you imagine if that song came out today, how many videos on YouTube there would be of people doing it at weddings and all kinds of stuff?
Yep.
Oh, it would be 10 times bigger now even than it was back then, which is amazing because it was huge.
Yeah, because we have that Jumbo style. What's that song?
Gangnam style.
Yeah. So... Exactly.
Anyway,
so I can't stand that song.
Our second song is actually a legitimate tribute.
Actually, when I was broadcasting that championship season, I would flat out yell at you on the air when you played
would
it.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
See, you were at the other end of the counter. I never got to hear what exactly you were yelling.
So, yeah, I was saying, Shockler, this song sucks.
I'm sorry, who?
Shockler.
Shockler?
Yeah.
So,
that was your name back then.
So...
This is why we always go over. It's 2 minutes to introduce a song.
Well, we have no limit. This is for the podcast.
That
we
is
can,
true.
We can jibber-jabber on as long
there
as we want.
Go. Chatty Cathy.
Yeah, that's what we are. So this is the legitimate tribute to you. This is a song you actually do like
yes,
that
I
used
I
to play at the games at Swander, and in part because it mentions your hometown.
Indeed. I was
do you
born
do
and
the,
raised on South Detroit.
Were you really in the South Side?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
So this really is an autobiographical song.
It really is.
Autobiographical? No, you didn't write it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be working here. You'd be getting royalty checks still.
Yeah, no. Yeah, one song. If you can write one song, what would it be? The Macarena or this one?
Did you do the South Detroit? Did you do the hold your hand up and point to where in Michigan you're from?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, lame. So this is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Thank you.
smoky room. I smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
And we're back. Iceman Insights.
This is Shocker. How we do it.
Banini.
Music.
No, I thought you were doing the baby there.
I want to say music.
You can say music bomb.
Music bomb.
It's just not accurate
Maybe
anymore.
We'll just not say music bomb and I'll just do the sound effects.
Yeah. Let's try it. And now we're back on Iceman Insights. Shocker. Banini. 96.9
like FM. Exploded. Speaking of you exploding,
yeah,
Iceman trivia.
Oh God, are we not done with this yet?
No, we're not.
Please, October, please. So you kept Iceman trivia and you dropped D bag of the week from the asylum.
But nobody earned it this week.
Come on,
yeah, nobody.
We have
earned
Jacob
it.
Daniel. What about him begging? Oh, I cut my toenails. Can you put that on Iceman Insights? Oh, I took a shower this week. Can you put that on Iceman Insights? The softball team did win two yesterday with Matt Shefke going 7 ribbies. So.
Yeah, 4 for 7 with 7 ribbies. They won 10-5 and 13-1. The second game was actually called after 5 innings because of the mercy rule. So
nice.
After a terrible first summer season in the fall league, they start off by
so
going 2-0 and
Jacob
mercy
Daniel Franklin Hockey Lovers
Esquire,
yes.
Charmin Tampax,
has
et cetera.
He's got some GM cred.
Yeah.
Sherman Tampax. When did we switch to renaming the Fort Wayne Arena?
Patrick, one of the people on the asylum did a full.
McBrien?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did a whole big long thing, including Jacob's name as the name of the arena.
Oh, yeah. I missed that
Including some product names of various genres. So, Iceman Trivia, the you're 7-16. You got that the last one correct.
Yes, I did.
Snapped a 5-show losing streak.
Just bring me them frog questions. Yeah. I'm all set.
Nope, this one's not going to be one. No. But this reference is something you kind of alluded to earlier. As mentioned in the second segment, Matt Krug is the ripe old age of 28. Of the 18 players announced for this season, he is the third
Bull,
oldest.
That is wrong.
Third oldest. The two players who are older are also 28, but were born about 6 months earlier. Can you name them?
I can name them. Put in Jeopardy music now. I can't wait for October. I'm going to say that the two people... I hate this stupid thing. I hate trivia. I'm going to say Guy Lepine. Dang it.
I thought it was Guy Lepine.
Yeah. And James Reed.
0 for 2.
Jake Overmeyer.
Somehow you managed to go 0-2 in 1 week. Jake Overmeyer is one of them.
Okay. And Dalton LaVey?
No.
No, because he was early. I knew. No, I don't even know.
Matt Shepke.
Matt Shepke. He's not even on your list. Oh, there he is.
Shepke is the oldest.
Yeah, that's what I get. From Warren, Michigan, I know that. Yeah. Why don't you ask me that question? Yeah. How many players are from Michigan?
Several.
Yeah.
Krug was born on July 7th, 1985. The second oldest is Overmeyer. He was born in January on the 9th in 85. And Shepke was born 6 days earlier on January 3rd, 85.
Interesting. 85.
Yeah. That's the oldest players on the team.
That I graduated high school in 88.
The fourth oldest is Dylan Clark. He is the team's only 27-year-old. And then there are three who are 26. Josh Beaulieu is the fifth oldest and our only veteran. Aaron Jens is the sixth oldest, and Guy Lepine is seventh. There are no 25-year-olds.
I thought we had another veteran.
No.
Okay.
No, Lepine has
that's
games, but they don't all count because of the leagues he played in.
Got it.
So.
Oh, that's right, because he was over in Europe, right?
Right.
Gotcha.
So, moving on.
Brian Patavi, Tweet of the Week.
Iceman fans can follow Iceman athletic trainer and regular amusement park guest and probably guy who's been on the air for the last 2.5 hours nonstop, Brian Patafi on Twitter. His handle is bpatafi. That's B-P-A-T-A-F-I-E. The quote this week is, I think that mortgage companies should be located at gas stations. Last time I filled my SUV was more than my monthly payment on my first house. Of course, my comeback to that is, Patafi is so old that his first house was a cave.
I like that.
And this is recorded and he can't hear it.
Yeah, that's
so
right. well, he can hear it, but he it'll won't also be the last segment, so you get the last laugh.
Yeah, for once.
For once. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. For those who did not see online, the Booster Club now has a Twitter page. If you are on Twitter, please follow us. It is at Iceman Maniacs.
Did you just do that to give Patafi another follower in his quest for 1,000?
Yeah, we'll say that. Actually, I followed Caden
Patafi. I don't know if you heard about this or not. My favorite Brian Patafi tweet of the week, or the tweet of the day, or the tweet of every day is, did you know he's got a book coming out next summer?
Yeah. Seems like he's talking about that a lot. In other Booster Club news, the preseason cookout is this Saturday at 2. It will be a fun gathering. There will be swimming, weather permitting, but fear not, I will not be swimming. You don't want to see me in a bathing suit, trust me, but no fear. Coach Pyle is coming,
awesome. And
we may have a player or two. I know Josh Beaulieu and his family have been contacted and were interested in it. They just had to check their schedule, so they may appear to... you must be a Booster Club member to attend. This is an official Booster Club gathering. This is not one of the cool summer events that you refuse to promote on this station anymore. If you want to register, if you're not a member, or if you were a member last year and want to renew, go to IcemanManiacs.com. All the info is there. And for more information, including where this here cookout will be, go to IcemanManiacs.com and click over to the Maniac message board on the in the Booster Club discussion thread. There's details about the cookout.
So can you become a member on IcemanManiacs.com?
You can renew on IcemanManiacs.com.
Okay, but you got to fill out the paperwork.
Right. If you are a new member, you can get the paperwork on the website and basically print it off, fill it out, and mail it in, or just bring it to Dixie or somebody at an event. But, yeah, if you're new, because of the way the ECHL rules are, we have to do a lot of paperwork in order to make it all official and have people under our umbrella, basically.
And I brought it up at Iceman Live. I'll bring it up again here. Coach Pyle is a huge believer in booster clubs for professional hockey teams, and he has got all kinds of crazy ideas and things that he wants to make membership special. A lot more involvement with the team and the players and hanging out. He's got a lot of ideas, so get on board if you want to be cool. Yeah.
And it is cheap.
Yeah, it's
$10 for a family, $5 for an individual. You can't beat it.
Yep.
We have to charge membership just to basically for the sake of delineating who's a member and who's not. But it's not like we look at the membership dues as a major source of fundraising. It's just to make things official. So we want it to be affordable. We want anybody who wants to be in to be able to get in. So $5 for an individual, $10 for a family, and all the information is at IcemanManiacs.com.
Iceman used equipment sale.
Yeah, Play It Again Sports, Saturday the 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Gear for sale will include gloves, pants, and helmets, and Mr. Patafi, I believe, is going to be there, correct?
Oh, cool.
It sounds like. I don't know. They said something about the Iceman training staff will be there.
I don't know. All I know is
him.
Ross, the equipment manager, is already creeped out by me because I'm like, oh, have you seen the new skates? Have you needed that? Oh, do you want to talk about stick curves? Because I love all that stuff.
You start talking about equipment and then go, that is too hot.
He won't return any of my texts anymore.
I don't blame him.
I'm on the ban list for another one.
Also, coming soon to IcemanManiacs.com, we will have the annual Iceman Maniacs Fantasy Hockey League soon. Probably early next week, I would imagine, is when I'll get the registration started. So that will be getting going soon. Also, we are in the process of starting to organize and work out details for tailgating for the home opener. We're probably going to start it at 2 o'clock this year because that's when the beer stube will begin outside.
We're calling it the pregame extravaganza.
Pregame extravaganza.
I came up with it myself.
Yeah, yes. That's nice. And for those who didn't hear about it, can you talk a little bit about
that? Yeah, Backstage, who's one of our partners this year, and they've done a fantastic job, as well as Main Gate, have petitioned the city, and they're shutting down Main Street.
How awesome is that?
Main Street is being shut down, beer stoop outside, kids zone. We're working on the big inflatable bounce castles and everything else, a few other things for the kids. So it's going to be family-friendly in the whole thing. It's going to be a huge party outside of the arena that, per my contract, I can't have any fun because I will be, quote, working. And then the game will start at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be a fantastic kickoff to the season, yeah. October 19th.
Yeah, so the extravaganza will start at 2, and that will be on Main Street in front of basically the Iceman office, Backstage, and Main Gate. And then also at 2 in the Civic Center parking lot is where we'll be doing our tailgating.
Oh, cool.
So you can go back and forth and spend several hours partying with your fellow maniacs.
The Main Gate pregame extravaganza actually goes to 8 p.m. and the game starts at 7. So I'm interested to see how many people with tickets get wrecked and never even make it inside
totally
the Ford
forget
Center.
About the
yeah.
game.
Yeah. Oh, we got a hand up. We got a studio audience. We got to thank our studio audience today. Drew Campbell joining us.
Yeah.
In the studio that's freaking super hot.
Daddy is too hot.
Daddy is way
really
too hot.
Too hot.
I got the sweat rings in my arm. Armpits to prove it.
Oh, that's lovely. What time? How are we on time?
10:30.
Oh, cool. So do we have time for my brief little Iceman Live rant?
Yeah, now's okay. The time to do it.
I was going to mention this in the first segment, but shock of all shocks, we ran long.
Oh, yeah. That's the only time I have ever told that.
goodness gracious.
Rant about Iceman Live.
Yeah.
People yelling and talking.
Drew, our in-studio guest, kind of went off on this on Facebook, and I agree with him 100%. I know that the Iceman Live shows are supposed to be a fun social gathering, and everybody gets together, and you hang out with your Iceman family, and we talk about the Iceman family, and we love the Iceman family. But if you're there for Iceman Live, which is hosted by you, and has special guests that are lined up to sit there and talk, How about people try and listen? That would be a wonderful idea. It really gets on my nerves when people will sit and talk through the entire show. I understand that you're going to want to talk to the people you're sitting with, and there's commercial breaks and breaks in the talk that you can do that, and even a little bit here and there. But there are some people that go there for the show, quote unquote, and then they sit there and talk for the entire 2 hours. And it's just like, if you're not here to pay attention, shut up or leave. Because those of us who do show up and want to watch it can't hear over you talking the entire time. So I echo what Drew said, and I agree with it 100%. Being social is one thing, but don't be disrespectful to those who are there trying to put on a show. That's what brings everyone there, is Iceman Live. And if you just want to sit there and socialize and talk, at the very least, go outside so you're not disturbing those who actually want to pay attention.
Steven Rickard.
Yeah, it's all about him.
This rant is from Michael Shockley.
Yeah, I don't go off very often.
I'm just going to buy into your monitor and raise ticket prices. Ha, ha, ha. There you go. Next show, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, the 25th, and then after that, that more or less starts weekly. We'll start season two the week after that on October 2nd.
Hopefully that October 2nd, that one could be a little, we should be all right. Yeah, we should be all right. I'm just trying to juggle training camp and that whole thought process there.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, you want to talk about stories, I'm going to be able to leak like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
We're going to have some fun. I'm going to have to start actually scripting time for you to just ramble on and on about what's going on that I don't know about.
Homework for you to think about. We've got 18 players signed. I wouldn't be surprised if we've got a few more. And then we're still supposed to get 4, 5, 6, possibly 7 guys from Springfield.
Yeah.
Who are you cutting?
Yeah. I actually wrote that down today as a note for us to discuss next show is on kind of on the flip side of out of all these guys, we've been told again and again, no one is guaranteed a spot.
Yep.
So what I was thinking.
Well, and even Bolio brought that up at Iceman Live on Monday night.
I was thinking about it from the other angle of out of all those guys, even though no one is guaranteed a spot, who would you look at as being the locks? You know, even if no one's officially guaranteed a spot. But I think there are probably a handful of guys that you and I and most people can agree they're going to be on the roster, even if they do stink it up in camp. And that could be another way to look at that, too, that we can discuss next show when we aren't constricted with time quite so much.
There you go. And one other thought from Iceman Live was Josh Bolio maybe playing some center this year. So I thought that was an interesting little nugget.
Well, he was really good on faceoffs last year. His style of play lends itself well to center because he's responsible defensively and he's willing to go into the corners, too, either way. And he's also very good on faceoffs, so I would not be surprised one bit. But I think it's going to be a matter of how many guys can play center and what line combinations work and how flexible are guys as far as what positions they can play. If you have three guys who are true centers who just won't work on the wing, then Beaulieu might play the wing with one of them. But we'll see how it all shakes out. But I for one, would like to see him play center. But if he plays the wing, he's going to make his center better.
Iceman Insights brought to you every show on the amusement park. Michael Shockley joins us from IcemanManiacs.com. He is the senior writer, webmaster, and vice president of Offbeat Shenanigans. Is Drew the president of Offbeat Shenanigans?
Drew is the... Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've always said Dixie's vice president of Offbeat Shenanigans, and I never wondered about who the rest of the board was.
Dixie is the president of the Booster Club. Maybe she's the president of Offbeat Shenanigans.
Very well could be.
I don't know.
So... we'll be back in 2 weeks, September 25th.
Yeah.
Are you going to say the thing?
What thing?
The
see you on the... What was that?
Yeah, that was...
We're doing charades here in the studio?
I can't say it. I'll steal your thunder. Then I'll be... You'll be...
See you... Do I need to use my big boy voice?
Yes.
We'll see
use your big boy words.
We'll see you on the radio.
It's official.
The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game.